Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Now, Gerald Seymour has written 24 best-selling novels. He was born in Guildford in Surrey. Both his parents had literary leanings. His father was a bank manager who wrote poetry, eventually becoming chairman of the Poetry Society, and his mother was a full-time and prolific novelist. He left university and got a job with ITN as a reporter, covering many of the biggest stories of the day, such as the killing of the Israeli athletes at the Munich Olympics. But in downtime, Gerald also penned 250 pages of what was to become Harry's Game, his first novel. It was so successful that two books later, he gave up the day job, something that he's never regretted. He lives with his family in the West Country, and these are his inheritance tracks.
The piece of music that's been handed down to me would be early Elvis Presley, A Fool Such As I. I would have been at that time in a boarding school on a remote corner of Dartmoor, which was about as far as my parents could send me. God, did it rain down there.
Pardon me if I'm sentimental when we say goodbye.
It was a traditional boarding school with lots of kids going off to join the armed forces and that sort of thing. What I remember most, the wet coming in off Dartmoor, the mists over the tours, the cold during the winter. It was bone-shakingly cold there.
There's a fool such as I.
But they allowed a little bit of that marvellous anarchy that teenagers have got to have, that spark of rebellion. And I think probably in the late 1950s, Elvis Presley represented that. And to the teenage kid, it superseded physics, French, and certainly superseded Latin.
I'm a fool, but I love you, dear, until they are done.
But the atmosphere that created was, if you like, one of a band of brothers. And it taught one to be resourceful. It taught one not to make too much of a fuss. It also taught one to appreciate a little bit of luxury that was nice food and that was warmth. I think those days at school shaped me and probably shaped scores of other kids. Elvis Presley in that boarding school environment was like a fix. That was like nothing else that we knew about. And that was America coming in on us. That feeling that we were part of a great movement. And the glamour of American music really slapped us across the face. Not necessarily the words, but just because of the oomph and the bit jazz and the movement and the drama of it. It rings in my head still, and I can picture that, 15, 16 years old, and being hit as if with a cattle prod. Yeah.
I'm a fool, but I love you, dear.
Isn't it incredible that half a century later, that's lasted with me? That noise and vibrancy, that is something that will never go out of my system.
Now and then, there's a fool such as I. Now and then.
The piece of music I would really like to hand on, to push in the direction of my grandchildren, would be And When They Ask Us How Dangerous It Was, which is the final song from the musical Oh, What a Lovely War.
And when they ask us how dangerous it was, oh, we'll never tell.
It's a brilliant anthem about not making a drama out of a crisis. It's about not coming back and bleeding away with all your moans and problems. It's about keeping your experiences wrapped up in your own world. It's a fantastic anthem in a way of shared experiences, but which don't move on. It's also the anthem to me of the foreign correspondent, the people who rode on the gunships in Vietnam and walked on the foot patrols in Aden and stamped through the jungles in Borneo and all those old-fashioned places that I used to go to. I used to think when I was a reporter that I was really quite a hard, tough person, and that I could take the knocks that life throws at you and see dreadful sights. It's not the dead that upset you most. It's the wounded. It's people who are in pain and suffering. It's columns of refugees. I think when I finished the only proper job I ever had, I think I very rapidly thawed out, so to speak, got much softer. Now, if one of our dogs has got a thorn in its foot, I'm destroyed. So I no longer have that protective ring around myself. So I hope I'm a more gentle, humble person. I'd hope also I've lost a bit of that arrogance that you have to have when you're a foreign reporter, because you have to be able to kick doors down. I think what, when they ask us how dangerous it was, means to me most is that you can't expect the people who weren't there first to understand or to want to hear deep down what you've experienced. You basically just have to shut up. So you say, it was fine. It was okay. You don't make a big fuss. To tell them about bad times is monumental switch off. I think that's really important in life. I think anyone who doesn't know, and when they ask us how dangerous it was, should go and find that track. And I just think they'll feel, if there have been bad times that they've had to confront, I think they'll feel better and stronger. And they'll be better people for it. I think they'll be enhanced by it.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.